Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carl Calabrese, WBEN contributor and Republican strategist, is live on WBEN this morning talking about U.S.-Canada relations. Mark Carney winning the national election for prime minister the other night, Carl, and he had some fighting words for the U.S. He said, they're not going to break us and they're not going to own us. We spoke with Joe Warmington, a columnist with the Toronto Sun yesterday, who thinks there's big trouble ahead with U.S.-Canada relations and possibly even a border ban, which would have a major impact here in Western New York. What are you thinking about all of this?
Well, Susan, I kind of make an analogy to married couples. Some have serious problems and they separate and then they reconcile those issues and reunite. And others have very serious problems and they separate and they can't reconcile and they divorce. I think the situation we're in with Canada right now fits into the first category. Yeah, there's some serious problems, some serious differences, but I think eventually they get reconciled, and the partnership, the relationship that we've enjoyed for literally centuries is returned. I think that will happen. You know, Donald Trump has a way of making nice with people after he's made bad with them. I think back to 2017. When things got really bad with North Korea and Donald Trump threatened to unleash, I think the words he used was fire and fury if they threatened America. It wasn't long after that, you know, he was going to North Korea and meeting with the chairman there and having toasts with him. So he can do that. And I think that will eventually happen. The relationship has always been strong. There's an economic tie, and I think things will get better. I just wish, though, Susan, that he would stop talking about Canada becoming the 51st state. You know, Donald Trump's done a lot of smart things in 100 days and some not-so-smart things, but I would categorize his talking of Canada becoming the 51st state in the dumb column, maybe really dumb column. I don't know where it came from. I think initially it was meant to just kind of bust the chops of Justin Trudeau. It was kind of funny, but then he kept going back to it. And even on their election day, he said it again. I don't know what he's thinking, where he thinks it's going to go, but it certainly helped propel the Liberal Party to its fourth consecutive win in national election in Canada. If you think back prior to Justin Trudeau stepping down and Trump starting to talk about the 51st state thing, the Conservatives were up by 22 points over the Liberal Party. They lost the election by 1 point, closer than people thought. But still, that's a 22-23-point swing. In politics, that is gigantic. And I think the two things that contributed to that was, first of all, Justin Trudeau stepping down. He was very disliked. As I said, the Liberal Party has won three elections in a row, now four. And so people are kind of, you know, they kind of tend towards favoring the Liberals anyways. And once Trudeau was out, he was a very polarizing figure. That helped the Liberal Party. But so did Trump's 51st state comments help. So yeah. I just wish he would stop.
Canadians are really angry over the 51st state comments and the tariffs. But I think a lot of people forget that Canada charges tariffs, too, on us.
Yeah, they do forget that. They forget that with a lot of countries. This will get resolved, and because 75% of Canada's exports come to the United States. I mean, we are a huge market for them, just as we are with many, many countries. And I think that's what Donald Trump is banking on when he says, you know, we have the cards. We have the cards because we have the market. The world wants our consumers because there's lots of us and we spend a lot of money. We'll see what happens. In the next 60 to 90 days are going to be critical because, you know, if Trump starts to roll out new deals, not with the whole world. We've got about 18 major trading partners. One of them is China. And so those are the key countries. If he starts to roll out either completed deals or at least the agreed upon framework for completed deals that drastically change the relationships that get to either reciprocal tariffs, equal tariffs on both sides, or no tariffs, that's going to be huge. That will remake the international trading system, probably will secure his legacy. It will be a boom to the stock market, a boom to the economy, and a boom to, as I say, his legacy and also the Republican Party. If it doesn't work and he does end up instituting these very high tariffs, it could tank the economy and that will take the Republican Party with it. So very, very interesting 60 to 90 days to come.
All right. Carl, also, New York State, as part of the budget, is sending first ever inflation refund checks. These are up to $400 per family. What should we know about this? It reminds me of the stimulus checks.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, where was the governor in these checks when Biden was in office and inflation was 9%? Inflation is now down to 2.4%. It's still slightly higher than what the Fed goal is of 2%, but it has been coming down steadily. But when it was 9%, when people really could have used that kind of money, it was nowhere to be found. So I think this really is kind of seeding the ground for her reelection campaign in 2026. So I think that's what it's all about. I want to, you know, a state that spends way too much money and everything is now going to be spending money this way. Someday in the future, some generation is going to be hit with the bill for all this stuff. But that was my first thought when I saw it. This is a political move. And where was she when inflation was 9%?
All right. And real quickly, Carl, as long as I have you on, Trump 100 days in a minute or less. What do you think of the what would you give Trump for this first 100 days?
I guess I'd give him an incomplete because it's all going to come down. Everything comes down to the economy, Susan. I think he's done some great things with the border. Certainly, I give him an A-plus with the border. I give him an A-plus with taking on DEI and critical race theory and transgenderism. Great grades on that. But everything will come down to the economy eventually. And I think his popularity is going down now because the people's opinions on his handling of the economy is going down. So all presidents rise, fall, sink or swim based on economic performance. So that's why I give him an incomplete there. We'll see what happens with all this tariff stuff.
All right. We'll be listening to you Friday morning or Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock with David Bellavia. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Carl Calabrese, our WBEN contributor.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.